Sorry, can you bring my Bible up? I want to just say that I'm tremendously blessed with the individuals that I have around in my life. And it's because of them and their strength gives me the strength to keep on going. And as many know, it's an exciting time in our lives, going full-time in ministry. It's truly a walk by faith, and I'm excited to see God work in all of our lives. I know the burden, I shouldn't call it a burden, but I know the heart of the Taylors. And I'm just so grateful for their love. Their situation is no different than my situation. We're walking by faith. All of us are walking by faith. And for their love and for their giving and their support is just more than words can say. And I know that, you know, I speak a lot to Kurt, and I'm very grateful that I'm able to speak, but I don't speak too much to Mare. And I just want to say thank you, because I know it takes two. Even though that Shelly is there and I kind of wear the pants, I still consult her. And if she says, Jim, I think this or that, I take in consideration what she says. And I just want to thank you personally for your love and your support. We've been down a long, hard road for many years, and we've been persecuted, mocked, and the whole nine yards. But what keeps us going is the miracles and the signs and the wonders that God has done in all of our lives. And I look at, you know, the miracles and signs and wonders that have been in your life and Kurt's life and Sam's life and Tim's life and my life and everyone else's that's here. And so we've committed our hearts to continue to go forward, and I know that you're with me, and that's the beauty of it. So when I come up here and testify that I walk by faith, and, you know, I went full-time ministry and we're, you know, in need of God's blessings, it's look at me with also those others in mind. Kurt and Tim and Sam and all those others that are constantly supporting this ministry. We're all one. How many people realize that when one suffers, we all suffer when you come under a covering? It's a mystery, but it's so true. And I give you a warning. If you're coming under our covering, be prepared to be tested. But also be prepared for God's love to overabound. I've been through some things just this year, and I just watched the darkness come into light. And that's all I can say. How many people have reached some dark places in their lives? Okay, well, you're going to enjoy this message, because sometimes we have to be reminded. But I'm here to explain to the world a supernatural realm that most aren't very familiar with. We are carnally minded, and there is another world, and I want to bring us into a spiritual mind. Now, to be carnally minded is simply this. You see yourself, and that's all you see. You see the things that you have to obtain, you see the things that you have to manage, you see all life in itself surrounding by yourself. How many people understand what I'm saying? That's carnally minded. That's all you see is yourself. Oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I can't do this, I can't do that. Oh, I have to pay this, I have to pay that. Oh, I'm all alone. That's carnally minded. To be spiritually minded is simply this: I'm not alone. Now, what I mean by not alone is you have God there to help support you and his power. And then you also have the other realm that's there to try to rob, steal, and kill and destroy. So I want to bring across especially today, the love of God and how he comforts you and how he supports you and how he takes care of everything. And how I want to say this is there's a mystery. And we have to follow and understand the mysteries. It's a law, just like the law of the land. If you obey the law of the land, you won't be thrown in jail, right? If you do what's supposed to be done, they won't condemn you and cause you to go into, you know, a bad place or whatever it might be. How many people understand that? So if you obey the law of the lands, you'll be okay. They won't come and put handcuffs on you. It's the same thing with heaven. There's laws in heaven, and there's mysteries in heaven that we need to come to understand so our lives can live easier, so that our lives can be blessed. We're not alone. Even though we might think we're alone, we're not alone. God's promise, my God, and this is why I say, why God, and why do we have to know God, and why do we even need God? It's because God is your comforter. He's my comforter, and he's your comforter. And in order for us to get through life, because life's a struggle, how many of you agree with that one? Life's a struggle. It never goes the way you want it to go. There's always hiccups. But God has already laid a life out for each and every one of us. But we don't know that. That's another one of these mysteries. And one of the things that was put on my heart for today, for those that are listening, is a word of surrender. There is so much power in surrendering that it releases the heavens to begin to work in your life. If you don't surrender and come into this place of peace, all havoc opens up. It's like legal rights. If you don't surrender and you take matters in your own hands, so to say, and you think that you're all alone, your heart is going to be tremendously in trouble. And heaven's mysteries, I'm going to tell you right now, those dark forces are going to mess with you and cause your life to be even more troubled. It's a mystery. But as soon as you surrender and you give your life, so to say, to God, you give your life over, you just surrender it with peace, a certain power enters into your life and begins to comfort you. It's a law. And that law is written in heaven, and it doesn't fail. It doesn't fail. And so when I say God is in your life and he'll never leave you or forsake you, he'll never let you down, it's so true, but you have to follow principles. You have to follow laws. You have to follow these keys. And when you follow these keys, supernatural things are opened up and released in your life. Here's an example. Let's say you get on the telephone and you have a problem. And you call up a friend. Now, you know that this friend can take care of the problem. You hope, anyhow. And you call this friend up and you say, listen, I got a problem. And this friend says to you, don't worry about it. I got everything under control. I'll take care of it. I'll make a couple of phone calls. I got some money over here. I could take care of that debt for you or whatever. And you get off the phone. You're like, oh, man, that is so awesome. I feel so good. Has anyone ever had that bailout before? Okay. Same thing with God. It's the exact same thing with God. But we just have to do it. We just literally have to take our concerns, our cares, our things to God and say, God, you know, listen, I need some help here. I can't do it. I need you to begin to, you know, take care of these matters. If it's your cup, let it be. If it's not, take it away. In this book here called the Bible, this book I love, is a book I speak about all the time. It's the closest to the thing that came to my life. With this book here, there are many, many examples of when the people surrendered to God, God turned out and did miraculous things in their lives. But it wasn't until they surrendered. It wasn't until they laid it down and they let it go. Surrender is there is such a power in surrendering your life. We're born in a nature that just knows how to fight. How many people understand what I'm talking about here on this one? You're instantly ready to defend yourself. You're instantly ready to try to justify what's going on. You're instantly trying to, you know, survive. You're in survival mode. And we were born that way. And I understand how hard it is to no longer be that way. All of a sudden, you have to throw away all your survival skills and say, oh, well, okay, here you go. Now, I'm not talking about just sitting on the couch and surrendering and just not doing anything. You always have to keep your heart opened, and you always have to be in tune with God saying, okay, God, just move me. Give me that unction, you know. Let me know who you are in the sense of here in my heart. If God impels you to pick up the phone and make a phone call, fight some battles that you're going to have to face. There might be fear. It might be, oh, I don't want to do it right now. How many have ever come across that where they're like, oh, I just don't want to deal with it right now? Well, that's when you surrender again. You have to say, oh, okay, God, not my will, but your will be done. I'll do it. When things come to you, you need to obey that sense of direction and surrender. If you can get anything today, get this message, surrender, in you. Because that word, God is constantly directing our footsteps, but we have a nature about ourselves that want to fight against surrender. Oh, I don't want to do it. Oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, it's too hard. Oh, it's too much. How many moan and groan? Come on now. We all moan and groan. Well, we got to stop moaning and groaning. We have to look at everything as a blessing. Everything is a blessing. Right now, you're blessed. We should rejoice. By changing the way we're thinking, we have to come to a place of surrender. Surrender will help us stop moaning and groaning. Do you know that moaning and groaning is a negative force that is caused in our lives to come against us? This is one of those mysteries. And unfortunately, we groan a lot. We moan a lot. If you look at your life and figure some things out, and if you're honest, how many times in a day do you complain? How many times in a day do you feel as though things aren't going the way you want them to go? Well, do you know what's happening in the heavens? It's like you're just opening up Pandora's box to come after you. You're just allowing the peace being stolen from you. You're just like being drained from your peace. It's like a thermometer. It's getting colder and colder and colder. You're not getting hotter and hotter and hotter. You know, we have to learn these mysteries. And as soon as we begin to learn these mysteries, we'll get out of the slump. We'll get out of the place where we're at. We're never going to come out of the place where we're at. If we're in a bad place and we don't change, you really think it's going to get better? How's it going to get better if you don't change? And you're going to say, oh, I got this dark cloud around me. Of course, because we're not surrendering. We're not giving in. We're not saying, okay, Lord, I will submit to your ways. Now, I look at God's ways as his life. You can't control these things. Everything that happened in your life was a reason. And really, I look at it as it's just to show you your heart. Everything is to reveal who you are. And your heart tells you who you are. Your heart is, anyone ever hear that saying, out of the mouth the heart speaks? Okay. Do you ever hear yourself? You know, I wish we could hear ourselves. We should tape ourselves throughout the day and just kind of listen to how we talk and what comes out of our mouth. You give me a couple minutes with somebody and I can pretty much tell them where they're at, because I can just hear everything come out of them. And it's like, okay, I can identify who you are because it's just coming out. Blah. Our heart is what our makeup is. And if we can change our heart, then we can change up our character. We can change who we are. And one of the things about changing is surrender. I know that a lot of us here today and those that are listening have issues in their lives and they're having a hard time surrendering to it. And I know it's difficult. If it wasn't difficult, I wouldn't say it. I deal with it on a daily basis. And so I'm only speaking what I know. And when I do surrender to certain circumstances, and believe me, there are fights where I, you know, have a problem surrendering to, because I feel that I can control it. I feel like if I don't do anything, it's not going to get any better. And there are issues that we all have to deal with. And there are times where I battle and say, well, if I don't continue to work this out, it'll never change. Well, who's in control again? Surrender comes from many, many different degrees, many different levels. And I say, take the biggest one and surrender it first, and then start working out the little ones. But take the big ones, the big things in your area, and really just let it go. I can tell right now, God is beginning to start to opening up my eyes on certain individuals here today about the struggles that they're holding on to because they just can't surrender. They can't just let it go. They're in too much control. And when we don't surrender, it almost puts a double deuce on us. You get double of the headaches, double of the issues. It's almost like this. Let's say you have someone in your life who's a mess, and you have a lot of love for that individual, and you just don't like the way that person's acting and carrying on. Well, you're always in their face trying to tell them how to change, or tell them how to do this, or try to tell them how to do that, you know? And you're getting angry over it, but, you know, that's really just a lot of love in your life, because you realize that if you get them to change, maybe your life will be better. How many people have those individuals in their lives? Come on, let's be real. Okay. Well, you're on top of it, and you never really surrender to God and say, oh, Lord, you know, just somehow or another bless them and open up their eyes, and I'm going to give that person to you. Well, because you haven't done that, they become torment in your life. For some reason, they're showing up and causing problems every other day in your life, and it's like you can't shake this person in your life. It just becomes a buildup. Has anyone ever experienced that before? It's like, why can't you just go away? I don't understand. Why can't you just leave and go away? It's because you're causing the problem. You're not surrendering to it. The problems are consistent in your life because you're never surrendering to them. As soon as you begin to surrender to the problem, they go away. God meets the need. He makes it better. Whether he heals the individual and changes the way they're thinking, or just gets them completely out of your life. But what happens is when you surrender to situations, he restores your peace. The reason why you're not surrendering is because your peace is disturbed. You're made up of always looking for peace, always looking for joy. You're always looking for righteousness. Think about it. If you weren't looking for this, then why would you try to justify yourself? Why would you try to fight and argue to make that person better? Why would you go to these extents to do these things if you weren't striving and looking for righteousness, peace, and joy? It's a mystery, isn't it? Interesting. Because I look deep down in my own heart, because I'm on a mission. My mission is to become completely divine. Now, some people say, oh, that's impossible. No, it isn't. If you know the truth will set you free. It'll transform you. If your mind can be renewed, you can be transformed. And if I'm going to be over here speaking God's truth and telling you all the mysteries, don't you think it would be important for me to apply what I'm talking about? Or I would be a hypocrite. You know? Hey, don't do what I say. Or do what I say, don't do what I do. No. I want to be that example so that when I speak, you will see the power of God. I want you to know the mysteries. And so I apply these mysteries in my own life and I watch them work. And until I see the evidence of the truth, that's when I share it with you. That's when I say, listen, I know the mysteries. Because you want somebody to disappear out of your life? Surrender them. You want matters to go away in your life? Surrender them. If it's not causing peace and joy in your life, surrender them. You'll understand what I'm saying until you apply it. You know, I know that it's hard to sometimes tell somebody something and they hear you, but they never really apply it to their lives. So how do you know if it's true or not? It's just like myself. How do I know the truth that God is revealing to me is true until I apply it to my life? Now, I had some real supernatural things happen in my life. I look at it as I'm kind of like a freak in that spiritual world. You know, nobody really has encounters like I've had. And my life was dramatically changed. And at first, I thought I was nuts. I literally thought I was crazy. But I couldn't deny the peace and the joy and the realms that I was entering in. I couldn't deny the signs, the wonders, the miracles. I couldn't deny the voice of God. But there was refining. There was some refining that I had to go through. There was areas in my life that I had to actually take the truth that I knew. I knew. It was obvious. I knew the truth. But I had to also apply it. I had to take it and start renewing my mind. I had to cast down fear. I had to cast down concerns and worries and cares. And just because I had a time in my life of a transformation doesn't mean that I don't live in the world. I live in a world that there are everybody around you, there's a fire. Every time I turn around, there's a fire. Oh, there's a fire. You got to could have put it out. Who's going to do it? Who's going to help? You know, and it's like, come on, man. Can I ever get a break? I know that's just like you. How many fires are in your life? Every time you turn around, there's an issue, right? Think about it. So when you live in the world, it gets really tough. If you can separate yourself and go out on the desert and hang out on a mountain somewhere, it's easy. But when you're like in the middle of it and everybody else is running around, the sky's falling, you know, it kind of makes it difficult to stay in that heavenly place. So you got to apply the truth. And every day I'm tempted. Every day I come across a temptation of worry, fear, and anxiety, cares. How many get tempted on a daily basis? Yeah. How many of us are always, our joy is trying to be stolen from us? Our peace is always trying to be stolen from us. And even our righteousness is always trying to be stolen from us. How many individuals come up to you on a daily basis and tell you that you should have done this and you should have done that? Why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? Right? There you go. You live in a world. And if we understand we live in the world, you can understand the things of the world. And they're not going to stop. You're going to have somebody every day tell you you should have, would have, and could have. Every day, they're going to condemn you. Every day, the world condemns. Every day, your peace is going to be trying to be taken away from you. Every day, your joy is going to be trying to take away from you. Somewhere, somehow, something's going to come into your life and is going to try to rob you from coming out of the kingdom of God, I want to say. Let's stay in it. And the way to stay in it is we have to understand these mysteries. These mysteries in the world, they'll come after you. And they'll try to condemn you and take you out. But if we can change the way we're thinking and realize, and the biggest key is surrender. Surrender. You can't stop them from complaining about things. You can't stop anybody from condemning you. You can't stop a way a person is acting. You can't stop the way your job is and how it may be stressful. The main thing is to take our eyes off ourselves and surrender. How many of us are following this message right now? It is such a powerful tool to be free if we just apply it. God has everything in control in our lives. If we understand life and understand that we were created not to be destroyed, but we were created to be prosperous and full of joy and peace and love and all those other good things, what is keeping us from that? What is separating us from that? Surrender. If we can surrender and give up our life, if we can just say, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. Here it is. Now, I'm not talking about hopelessness. You gotta have hope. Man, I hope that person changes. Man, I hope the job gets better. Man, I hope I can pay my bills. Man, I hope this and I hope that and I hope that. But it doesn't steal from you. It doesn't rob from you. You surrender it and say, whatever. I used to say this, talk to the hand. Just talk to the hand. You know what? Here, I'm giving it to you, Lord. Talk to the hand. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to be bothered with it. There is times where I didn't touch something for almost 2 weeks until I was led. Until I said, Lord, I'm going to wait on you until I get to the point where I have the strength to take care of it. And if it's going to sit like that for a month, so be it. And if the wood's going to rot, so be it. I don't care. But you have to put the strength in me. You have to consume me. Has anyone ever felt that way before? To the point where in their lives they reach a point where they need to come into a place where they are comforted? I look for God's comfort all day long. I look for God's peace all day long. Because the world that we live in is only a moment. It's a twinkling of an eye. It's only going to be here for, I don't know, how many more years. But think about how many years you were already born. 45, 50? How old are we, most of us here? But if we can think about it, I know. Where did those years go? And what do we got left? We're probably halfway through. Some of us got more. But the main thing is to change the way we're thinking. And if we don't change the way we're thinking, we're never, never going to change. Never. We're always going to reach this point in our lives where we're going to be struggling. And I don't want to struggle anymore. So we have to come to a place of surrender. And not many of us really understand what surrendering is. Many of us really don't quite understand how to surrender. And we have to give it to God. Listen, dark forces are out there, and they're going to take you out. They're looking to destroy your life. And it's real. The dark realm is real. How many believe in darkness, demons, devils? They're real. If I'm going to get you to believe in God, you got to believe in the darkness, because they go hand to hand. If I can get you to understand truth, the truth will set you free. I know some of us have been so demonically oppressed, it put us in the cuckoo bin. Some of us have been demonically depressed where we went into drug addictions. Some of us are still involved in dope for what? For a temporarily fun time? What are we masking? What are we trying to prove? Nothing. We got to be set free from these things. We have to face life. It's not going to disappear. Tomorrow is going to be here. We have to face it. Well, why not face it with some joy? Why not face it with a peace? And also, I didn't do anything wrong. How many of us here are condemned? Are you hated? Who's hated here? Come on, think about it. You have to ask yourself why. What did you do wrong? You didn't do anything. I want to try to bring some light to a dark place. We're always condemned. How many people hate you? For what? What did you do? Nothing. You're just trying to get by in life. You're just trying to, you know, survive. That's what we're made up of. We're made up to survive. Did you ever say to yourself, leave me alone? Let's be real. I say it all the time. Can't you just leave me alone? Leave me alone. I just want to be left alone. Why are you bothering me? I don't understand. Why are you bothering me? Well, those kind of things, we have to understand that they're attacks. They're spiritual attacks. There's a saying in here that Jesus said, and I love this guy. He was a smart guy back then, 2,000 years ago. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it's so true. You know how many times, and I'm going to just use some examples in my own life, and I know that this applies to some of us here, but you know how many times I had my own parents condemn me and accuse me for doing things? Think about it. When all I wanted to be was me. And I wish at that time I knew what I knew then, because I probably would have looked at him and said, it's my life, let me live it the way I want to live it. But it was my parents. And I was 16, 17 years old. You know? When does it stop? I recently not saw him too long ago. And it didn't stop, and I'm 50 years old. When does it stop? Until we put our foot down, right? Until we start standing up for who we are. How many of us here today are being harassed by individuals? It doesn't have to be by mom or dad, but I'm just saying, how many of us here are being harassed? Come on, let's be real. Because I have a feeling that God is going to set us free from those who are harassing His people. And if you're tired of being accused and being harassed, open up your heart and ask God to take care of it for you. Ask God to shut these people's mouths up. Ask God to shut the lion's mouth. Because he wants you to see peace. He wants you to see joy. He wants you to see his glory. And if we don't ask, how are we going to ever see his glory? If we don't see supernatural things happening in our lives, how are we going to see his glory? Wouldn't you like to see some people disappear in your life? He can do it. I believe if you open up your heart, that individual will disappear in your life and never be brought up again. You're being harassed, and I see it. You're being harassed, and I see it. And there's no need for you to be harassed because you didn't do anything wrong. You're a good kid. You're a good person. What are you being harassed for? I want to begin to prophesy, and you're going to see the miracles of God. Within 10 days, her mouth is going to shut up. Within 10 days, note this on the calendar. Her mouth is not going to speak the way she spoke to you ever again. The condemnation is going to stop. And you won't have to do anything about it. And as you spoke earlier, you don't have to listen to it anymore. And you're free to do whatever you want to do with your life and with your son. And you're going to see the power of God in your life, because you're going to say, only God could have done this. And she's going to have so much guilt come on her and so much shame come back to her because of how she accused you. It's going to come back to her and haunt her to the point where she's going to drop to her knees and repent or run. One or the other. It's her choice. But God's going to put the fire on her. Because he says, don't touch my anointed. And you came today with a cry in your heart, and he heard your cry. And anyone else that's here that is crying to the Lord, his promise is, I'm here and I hear your cry, and I will deliver you and set you free. He's going to deliver you and set you free. No more, because my God is real. When I said yes to him full time, I said, God, you better start performing miracles, signs, and wonders. And he says, open up your mouth and start telling the people what I'm going to do. And they'll hear your words and they'll see my glory, and then they will know who I am. The abuse that is over in your life, this one over here, I don't know his name, but I see some severe abuse in your life. And I wish and pray that they would leave you alone and stop doing what they're doing. It's uncalled for. And I'm really surprised that you actually put up with it. You stayed there. But I want to tell you right now, God has showed me, and he's going to honor you, and he's going to stop it. No more abuse. No more. It's done. And then you don't have to turn to other things. The depression is going to lift. No more depression. And you're going to see yourself whole. If you can just believe, God wants us to surrender. God wants us to begin to start setting ourselves free and release ourselves from these cares and start crying out to him, because he hears the hearts and the cries of his people. And listen, you might have never known God before this day. but He knows you. And that's why He said in the last days, I'm going to leave those 99. I didn't come for the well. I came for the sick. I came for the ones that are crying out for me. I'm coming for the ones who don't know me. I'm coming for the ones who have never known me. I believe it's better not to know Him than to know Him and be lukewarm right now. So if you never knew God, those that are listening and those that are here, those who have never known God, this is probably your most greatest day ever. Because those that know Him and are like lukewarm, He don't want to have nothing to do with them. He's spewing them out of their mouth. I want to tell all those that think they know God out there, you better start changing the way you think and get on your knees. Those that don't know Him, I want to just lift you up and tell you that this is your day. This is your day. And those that are hot, stay hot. Mark, you will always be blessed. Everywhere you go, you'll never lack. You can hold on to this message. You can hold on to this word. You're at a good place. You know, people tend to look on the outside, but God looks at the inside. He doesn't care about the outside. You can look rough, rugged, raw, the whole nine yards, but God looks at the inside, and He sees some beauty, broken, contrite hearts, and that's what He's looking for. I want us for a moment to just bow our heads. If you're sick and tired of the way things are happening in your life, this is a time right now to ask God to change your circumstances. You're here for a reason, and God knows why you're here. You're tired, you're lost, you're confused, and you're not sure which way to go. I know. I was there. Until He touched me. And because He touched me, He changed my life. And because He changed my life, I owe Him. Only God was able to take away my depression, my suicide thoughts. Only God could take away those people in my lives who were just condemning me for doing things that I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just trying to survive. I'm just trying to get by. I'm going to open up the altars here. And I want to pray on the individuals that want prayer. And those that are struggling with certain circumstances in their lives. And they're struggling with certain areas, whether it's being harassed, and I really want to just say being harassed, that you can't surrender, that you're being tormented. I want to pray for you. And in here, prayer isn't what you might think. It's supernatural. One touch will change your life. One touch will break your strongholds in your life. And I know how hard it is to get up here. Believe me, I know how hard it is. I want to encourage you too. I know it sounds crazy, but do you have it in you? You want to hear a word from God? You're special. I'll be there in a minute. You, on the other hand, there's anointing on this guy's life. It reminds me of myself when God touched my life. You're being harassed, ain't you? Yeah, big time. Abusive.